Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, yeah. He's here. Let me tell you, because our audience is big in Bulgaria.
Yep.
Bulgaria tonight, 5:06. Tune in on CNN International, Jason DeRussia.
So, 7 a.m. in Bulgaria.
7 a.m.
When I'm on CNN.
That is prime time, baby.
Huge. Huge. 6 a.m. in Spain.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic for the expats who wake up early all around the world getting my insight.
Are
on
you
what's going,
going
on
to a studio, or are you bringing this rinky-dink camera just to the St. Paul mansion?
I'll be from the home office.
Home office.
Home office.
So, the Grove.
We are in the Grove for another week.
Okay.
Until Seth goes back to NYU.
Okay.
Will they be watching in Ireland knowing that you're coming?
Yeah, they should.
Probably. Need to prepare themselves. What time will it be in Dublin at 11 p.m.?
Give them a little Irish accent while you do it. Oh, you know, I feel this way.
5 a.m.?
5 a.m. How about Guam? Like, I mean, is there, can we find somewhere where it's like literally 3 a.m.?
Yeah. You know,
somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean.
I mean, I could have said no. I could have said no.
Yeah.
But, you know. I've learned
you're a people pleaser.
In life, you say yes,
yeah.
And you never know what could come of it. I could be the new Scott Jennings on CNN International. You never know.
Here's my advice.
Which way should I go with this, you think?
Well, whatever I say, you'll change 7 times until
probably
then.
During the interview, I'll change.
Okay. Let me try this, and then we're going to get to am I wrong, and then we're going to get to Trump's fixation on here. Tony DeCoppola's cry, legit or not legit?
Oh, he cried?
Didn't you see this?
No.
He's in Miami, where, by the way, he saluted Marco Rubio.
I did hear that.
Marco Rubio, the ultimate Florida man, we salute you. I mean, get out of here. I mean, that seems like something Care 11 did in the Majors Miles day.
There's a little
with the person
like,
who's worked at the gardening place in Lakeville for years, and you want to salute him.
You know, let's not forget that I interviewed Pete Hegseth's dad on this radio station.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not going to call out Tony considering my own guilt.
Fake.
My own guilt.
I did not.
He had a very good interview with Tom Homa.
I agree with you 100%. I will give him that, but it just.
You got
to
get.
He went
I will say,
to the
like,
tears.
Don't you think
four
it's crazy,
times.
Though, that people like give the guy a week? My God. Like one show, and it's like, it's been. He started Saturday.
Yeah, but I heard you. I was off. A guy who's lived a pretty good life himself.
Yeah.
Talking about, I'm not going to have any of the elite guests. I'm just going to talk to you. And then last night, you know what he's doing in Dallas?
Jerry Jones.
He's flying around in a helicopter with Jerry Jones. That's a real Dallasian,
well,
whatever
I mean,
they are.
It's a little bit of marketing. It's what you do.
Okay, well, then you can't tell me you're not going to hang
a
with the
bit
elites
of
anymore.
You know.
And just go to the video. I mean,
yeah, I
not
hear
once, not twice, not 3 times, but 4 times. Okay, we have a little bonus.
You got to change something. Doing the same bid isn't working for CBS, so you may as well like try something.
Yeah, but you're the guy who tells me they still have pretty good numbers, all of them, right?
There's decent viewership, but it's not to support the expense of a worldwide news
organization. He's here tonight. Yeah. He could be listening to us right now. I'm sorry, Tony. I
tried to get him.
I figured.
I've been very supportive.
Yeah.
Come on, Tony.
I'm sorry. I didn't believe it. Carter was so disgusted.
At what?
It's just, both of us are just like, I don't believe. I just didn't believe. It just seemed too calculated to me. I'm sorry.
The what part?
The crying.
Oh, I didn't see the
fighting off the
tears. You guys watch clips. You are.
It was the Miami interview.
You watched,
the whole. It wasn't
10 minutes. Have you watched the full show, though?
I've watched, I did last night.
You watched it.
I'm praising
it. It's pretty good.
The Tom Holman interview was good.
Yeah.
I'm giving him credit.
All right.
Okay,
we're taking Dave's time.
Yeah, because it's just a bonus one, and it's one where I wanted to be on the committee. But, I mean, go ahead.
Oh.
You'll never be on the committee.
I know.
Wow. You'll never.
That's hurtful. I think he would be an excellent member of the committee.
No.
It's you could be on my committee.
Thank you. I'm about to get off your committee on this one.
If anyone out there listening hasn't heard the news.
Yeah, here we go.
It is my birthday month.
Yeah! Happy birthday month, Jason DeRusha.
Thank you.
Entire month.
Oh!
Thank you.
You know, for a guy who's made a good living on social media, as all influencers do, me, it's all about me. I don't know if you know
this. I might go better than good.
I'm a very special individual.
Yeah.
This topped them all. This topped them all.
Thank you.
It is my birthday month.
So where should I go for dinner birthday? Oh, the last 10 years, I looked over the list. I've been to Mara and stayed at the Four Seasons. I've been to Maison Margiela and Demi. I've taken a 12-night cruise along the Mediterranean. What should I do, people? I don't know what to do. Oh, look at I've been to every nice place in the Twin Cities and beyond.
You came in for this.
One of the places I listed was Bina's. Another was a Timberwolves game. It wasn't that elite.
Courtside.
Okay. Oh, you think I'm going to sit in the 200s?
Here's what the committee says.
All right.
Do what the rest of us do when we're trying to celebrate our birthday. You go to a place with a good bread basket. You sit down. You order water.
Yeah.
You start crushing bread and butter.
Yeah.
You tell the waiter or waitress when they come back, I need another minute on the menu. I'm not really sure yet. Come back. You finish off the basket, and you skedaddle.
Uh-oh. We don't have it.
Oh, it didn't play. Oh. Hang on. Play it again.
Am I wrong?
There we go. Production value of this has really gone downhill.
Oh, we've heard garbage.
Where was it to start with? Hold on a second. We pride ourselves in the wacky soundbite. You want to defend yourself?
How many downloads does the Chad Hartman Show podcast usually get in a month?
18 million.
You're going to try to defend this by how many pod downloads you have?
35,000 views on this one video. Yeah. It's pretty good.
There's a lot of car accidents to get a lot of, you know.
The name of the game is engagement, my man.
That's it.
All right. So was this?
It is my birthday month.
Yeah.
You got to have a good hook right there that brought him in.
You got a hook.
Then the Instagram notification I got on this video is comments are blowing up.
It is my birthday month.
I believe it was brilliant. I apologize for nothing.
Yeah. You know what he calls that? Victory.
That was victory?
Yeah. Donald Trump is obsessed with Minnesota. Let's discuss in moments.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Okay, I want you to explain again your idea the other day on how walls, after the election, okay, clearly Trump engaged with them a lot in the election, and whether it was
right.
How he acted, was it false valor, whatever it might be.
Sure.
Okay, from election day on, where Donald Trump
and Walls sort of entered the stage by calling these guys weird, right? Like that was part of how he got on the...
There's no chance he's VP without that.
Agreed.
Weird. Right?
Yeah.
Tell me how you think Walls should have reacted from that point on. Because there's no doubt that Donald Trump is fixated on Minnesota. There are 2,000 agents here, and Walls has given him material with fraud, which I know nobody believes it, but both shows have talked about it dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of times and won't stop. So fraud's out there. But he's fixated on this state.
Yeah. I think that Walls did what most Democrats want, which is yell at Trump, bully the bully, fight back. And I do think it was a terrible miscalculation. He traveled around the country trying to be like, there's a vacuum for Democratic leadership. He was trying to fill it. And
he was thinking about himself for 28.
He was thinking about himself.
There was almost like a different Tim Walz here. He'd be more measured on the road. He'd be far lefty.
Yeah.
Tossing
resistance.
Out.
He was leading the resistance.
Right.
Like sort of Bernie Sanders in a more reasonable, like approachable neighborly package.
Yeah. Completely unlike the middle of the road conservative, middle of the road centrist he was 15 years ago in Congress.
Oh, yeah.
Not close.
Right. And the first time he ran for governor. Now, the world has changed also. So maybe you change. I'm not opposed to people changing.
Yeah.
But it is
that's an understatement from Jason.
Right there. But it is a different deal, right? I think that Walls, in the way he handled Trump, totally miscalculated. And I wish if he ever would have come on during that period, we could have asked him, like, what is the end game? What is the goal of this? And I think today our politics is not really interested in results. They're interested in the show, the fight, the argument. But look, I'm not saying you have to kiss the ring of Donald Trump, but he is the president for the next 4 years. And if you really care about Minnesota, shouldn't you be trying to get the best?
Minnesota.
I think
he does too.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
And I think he's a good man. Like, I think people want to turn him into this monster.
I do, too. I think he should not run for re-election. I wasn't going to vote for him. The fraud was egregious. But if you're telling me, I have to say Donald Trump is just not a good man. I believe that 100%. You do, too.
Yep.
Tim Walls, let this go on. I would like to see definitive proof that he did or didn't know.
Yep.
I think that's still a huge question. But as a human being, I still think he's a decent person. I do. Yep. I wouldn't. I was going to vote for him. So I get a little bit what you're saying.
But man, why not just come back and get to work? Why not just stop, lay low a bit, come back, run the state, get in front of fraud?
The guy who has emerged from really his candidacy being done to now the leader is Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
Because all he's done is engage in a humorous way.
Different style, right?
Right. And that is allowed. It looked like Newsom had missed his window, right? He's from wacky, lefty California. He can't be a part of it. But now the humor has brought him back.
And he's talked to, like, righties, right? Like, he's had right-wing people on his podcast.
Charlie Kirk on his podcast.
So
he had Ben Shapiro on his podcast.
But that's not what Walls has done.
So I mentioned this, was it this hour or last hour, where I was most critical of walls, including Gestapo Nazi. Yeah. Never have used those words. I will never use those words. I would never consider voting for Donald Trump. He's not Adolf Hitler. Let me say it again. He's not Adolf Hitler. He's not close to Adolf Hitler. But when he was openly musing, when Trump took 2 or 3 days off from social media and people were wondering if there was some health thing, and he was joking about it, like hopeful of right. something bad to happen, that's gross. Yes. That's awful.
Yep.
You know, I just think there was a lot of material where you're going after the state where I think most governors would have responded. I really do.
You know, I think we've seen the roadmap, though, from you look at the mayor of San Francisco and how he talked Donald Trump out of sending the National Guard to San Francisco.
Yeah, but he wasn't already in the meat grinder like Walz was.
And Walz,
he was new material.
Well, Walz put himself in there. He put himself in there.
Yeah, I think he could have.
I believe, and maybe I'm wrong. You can never know.
No, I think it's a fair argument.
But I do believe if he came back
and just said, "I'm not going to acknowledge him,"
just ignored it. Like I'm focused on Minnesota instead of trying to build a national profile for a potential second run.
Okay, so let's say he does that, because we've got a minute here.
Yeah.
Let's say he does that, and there's still an egregious amount of fraud here. And it's small, because Skinny said recently, all the smallies have to go. Everyone. Would 2,000 Homeland Security agents be here today, do you think, if he just stays quiet, Walz?
With the fraud, maybe.
Maybe.
That fraud really, like, they were, I think they were looking for their chance, and then that big number, that $9 billion.
Yep. And the idea that Donald Trump is going to back away because of yesterday?
No way.
No chance.
Yeah.
Jason, give me one guess coming up here.
Lura Goose?
The Goose, coming up next.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.